from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody out there who's listening, this is Scoots, and this is a holiday all intro episode, or this intro all intro episode, because it's a holiday in the U.S. here. So it's a repeat of intro after intro after intro, which some people really love. If you ever want to skip the intros, you know, people on Patreon get two story-only episodes every week, or you could start the show around 20 or 20 minutes. But because people love the intro so much and they're so repetitive and nonsensical, we put them out over big holidays. And $10 and $20 patrons get them twice a month, like ones from the old archives. So anyway, I hope you're all well. I am so thankful I get to make this show, and I really, really appreciate all of you that give me your time night after night after night and support the show, send your kindness my way, support the sponsors, spread the word, or just to help take care of one another and take care of the people in our community. And when you're rested, you know, you're in a better place to take care of yourself and then to flourish in your life. So I'm really, really thankful to be a part of your life in this way. And thank you so much. And that was pretty long. Sorry, new listeners. But yeah, here's Scoots. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping Beauty Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me, so if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear. This is where I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. That's how I'm able to be here for you twice a week for free, because podcast advertising is based on performance. And, you know, a couple of our sponsors have already committed through the show for next year to stick with the podcast, and that includes Brooklinen. And I want to thank Melanie, Andrea, and Patty, who all supported Brooklinen and let Brooklinen know about it. And that's how Brooklinen makes a decision. Wow, support and sleep with me really works. It is worth the investment in putting people to sleep. What a great partnership. And that's because the listeners, the support sponsors, and what do you call that? Where you grow, you amplify your support by sharing on social media or sending them a message directly. So I want to thank Melanie, Patty, and Andrea for supporting Brooklinen. And if you support a sponsor, let them know about it. Let me know about it. Tag them on social media. Tag me so I can try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second and third part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is about support for you and our community. If you're having a tough time right now, there's links to organizations and a sponsor that can help in the show notes. If you have needs right away, there's links. Use them right now. You deserve the support. You deserve taking that extra step to get connected with the support you need. And our listener community, our local communities, and our planetary community deserves our support too. That's what Sleep With Me really stands for, is supporting one another. And that means supporting mental health. Right now it means supporting Black mental health, because when we say Black Lives Matter, we have to prioritize what's really important. And that's why I'm supporting BEAM. That's BEAM, Black Emotional and Mental Health Collective. It's a group of therapists, lawyers, religious leaders, teachers, psychologists, activists, advocates, all working together for mental, emotional health, and healing the Black community. There's a ton of resources there. If you're interested in accessing their resources or supporting what they do, use the link right in our show notes. It's BEAM, the Black Emotional and Mental Health Collective, because you're important and our community's important. So that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer, and Ashley.
Runner, 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 runner.
Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bar.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
It's almost Christmas, y'all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through. Listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation. And Scooter might get a
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you could find me. And don't forget, you could share the podcast right out of your podcast app of choice if you want to. Thanks, everybody. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it as a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake. Thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in schedule or time. Temperature, weather, you know, all those things. Whatever's keeping you up, I'd like to keep you company. Bring you in here. Say, hey, come on in. It's a welcome place where I'm going to try to teach you, to treat you with kindness. No teaching here. Oh, boy. I don't know where that slip came from. I mean, I could teach you about this safe place. It's open. You'll be treated with dignity and respect. I mean, I'll do my best to keep you company and to take your mind off of stuff. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off the topic. Extra word filler. Oh, boy. They see he's the only person that puts filler in his word filler. I mean, I get contacted by the multinationals every once in a while from different things where they say, huh, how does he do that? How do you get so much filler in just a 12-minute intro? And I say, I said, don't you make like an orange-flavored drink? What do you need filler for? Isn't water, and they say, it's tough to, you know, believe me, we get it. And I say, remember when fundraisers, we used to have a different, that was all filler. It didn't have any flavor. They simply called it orange drink. I think that whole idea behind that was to sell more Tang, because you say, whoa, boy, this is not Tang. Tang tastes 1,000 times better. So I don't think they could come after me for that, but we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. If you're new, welcome. Here's a few things. I'm glad you're here. Now, this podcast isn't for everybody, but for most people that it works for, it takes a few tries because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Of course, you're skeptical. Naturally, I'm going to try to put you to sleep, and you say, wait, how are you going to do it? And I say, mostly be myself, and, you know, mess around, work really hard at keeping you company. I'm going to be here. That's really what it is, with my best intentions, because I've been there in the deep, dark night. But give it a few tries. Try to passively consume the podcast at first if you can and like observe it, but in a loose way, and see how it goes. But I'm here to help. No pressure. And those are the other things. No pressure to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. The shows are an hour, so you don't have to listen to them or feel like, holy cow, this thing better work fast. No, it's here for an hour. You could queue up and listen to 300 shows right in a row if you need to. You know, so if you're on some cosmic journey, but first of all, like you would be probably, you've been on a journey. Maybe you have Tang on board, so my Tang jokes would actually make sense to you. I hope that's what that stuff is called. Maybe I'll just go to the store in a little while. See, do you have, like, the store brand version of that, though? I'll compare prices. Don't worry, corporate headquarters. I'm not really comparing prices. Okay, where was I? I was with the new listener. So, no pressure to listen and no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here about an hour to keep you company. You drift off when you feel like it. See if it works. Play another episode. See how it goes. Structurally, what to expect if you're new. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the podcast free and going and support a lot of the work that goes into it. Then there's an intro, which we're probably like close to halfway through. The intros are usually around 12 minutes of me trying to introduce what the podcast is to a new listener. But what I've found is it's become a show within a show that also serves a dual purpose. One, hopefully it makes you feel welcome if you're new. But it also, if you're regular, so you say, oh, yeah, this is my familiar safe place. A little bit different, though. Every intro is different because I know Scoots is going to be there helping, not dialing it in, not replaying, saying, from the stacks of pillows and the wax of dreams, here's the Sleep With Me podcast. Ba-ba-doom. I mean, I could do that. I don't think any sleep podcast has done that, but it may be, you know, maybe one day. Maybe on a planet, you know, the over-caffeinated planet, they say, well, that works for us. Okay, where was I? Oh, don't have to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour. Oh, structure. So the intros, a lot of people, what they do is they start it up and they get ready for bed. It's part of their bedtime routine. Some people skip the intro. Some people fall asleep during the intro. So those are ways to listen. A lot of people now listen during the day because they say, hey, I need a little break. Some people don't like to listen during the day. They like the Pavlovian thing. That's cool because most of those people support the show. And then the people that listen during the day support the show too, because they say, hey, when I need a break during the day, I also listen to Scoots. When I need a friend, we all know what the deep, dark day looks like. You know, holy man, you say, put that in a spreadsheet, Dean. Speak just became like an 80s movie somehow. But okay, speaking of 80s movies, that's what we'll be talking about tonight is A Tale of the Tape from a seasonal movie, which I still figure out how I'm going to talk about it or even the title of it. Oh, I guess, yeah, Dustbusters is the name of the movie. It's a great one. I guess I'll have to put a space or another word. I think Dustbuster is the name of that company. I talked about it on a recent intro when I was talking about my breakdancing names. So structure show. So we'll have an intro. Then we'll have where I talk about indirectly what I can remember about the plot of the movie Dustbusters, the original one. Maybe at some point I'll do the remake, which is a beloved remake with some actresses I find very inspirational and look up to. So, and I think Thor was in it also, and he's really great. But this is about the 80s version. So there'll be intro, then a little business, and then we'll talk about Dustbusters and the Stay Puft Marshmallow person. They don't even need to be changed. And then we end the show with some thank yous and some good nights. And this is a part of the intro where I try to make a metaphor for what the podcast is based on what was distracting me earlier, which was Tang. And you can still buy this stuff. It's a powdered vitamin C flavored orange drink, I believe. I think the concept was it was like powdered orange juice. And I don't know if it came out in one of the big WWs or was just a product of like, hey, this is the future. I don't think it's like freeze-dried. I don't know if there's actually any orange in there other than, you know, orange coloring and orange flavoring. I did go through a period where I drank a lot of this when I was in school, when I was in college, because they said I got to get my vitamins. And also when you're in a dorm room, you can drink, you know, you can really only make ramen, you know, when you have one of those kettle things that you plug into the wall. I guess you don't use that for Tang, but those are the other beverages other than the ones I drank too much of. Tang was one of the things I would drink. I'd say, let me have a little Tang. Let me have some room temperature Tang. That'll slake this thirst. And my body was like, oh boy. My body's always been like, how many years I got with you? Yeah, but so Tang is like an orange-flavored drink. What I was referring to when I was complimenting Tang, by the way, multinational, I was saying that before that, and I guess this is another company, usually Burger King, in my experience, would furnish this, especially if it was like a seasonal dance in a grammar school or a roller skating party or some sort of fundraiser. There was usually not very many beverages available because this was heyday of soda, where you wouldn't give kids didn't get only got to drink soda on special occasions. And so usually you drink maybe it was just this is just what I drank, but they would have coffee and orange drink. And orange drink came in this big tub labeled with a BK, like a big, thermos thing with a spout, you know, you press the button like you see at sporting events and golf courses and things. And it was a drink that was like, if water could be more, it was like watered down water with some sort of sprinkling. Like if it was like if normal a thing of Tang is like 1 tablespoon to 12 ounces of water. And if you're familiar with Tang or orange juice, it would be another thing. This would be like 1 tablespoon of Tang to 30 gallons of water, or like a tablespoon of orange juice mixed with like 10 gallons of water. And I'm not kidding, they would serve this, they'd probably sell it for like 25, 50 cents, maybe 10 cents. That's what it's probably worth. And it was called orange drink. They didn't even bother. They said, well, would you like some orange drink? I guess when people say there were simpler times, they were simpler, but I think they were simpler for a reason. You say, really, you became creative enough to make a silly podcast and you lived in a time where there was orange drink and you didn't. I mean, maybe I did do a routine back. What are you selling, orange drink? Can you think of something more snazzy for it? Hey, Teach, want you a little put, you know, the orange drink or something. The orange drink, what is it? Question mark. Mostly water, I think I got at the end of my orange drink material. But orange drink was similar to Tang. I guess that's my whole point. And this is kind of like similar. Like if there's like brand name podcasts, right? You know, you got Criminal, you got 99PI, you got Night Vale, you got Lore, you got MFM. You get Radio Lab, you know, you got all these brand, you know, you see it was Serial, you know, you got them all and more, of course, the other ones, the other great ones that I'm forgetting. But then you say, well, what if you took that and watered it down? You say, well, that's one part twist, you know, one part plot point, you know, you got emotional journey in there. You got witticisms and witty stuff, twist, turns, sound design, you know, thoughtful questions, interviews, you know, window into the human condition. These are a few of the things that might make up some of those shows. You know, observations on the, did I say windows, observations, you know, funny people. You say, okay, well, those are all one, you know, whatever. Some of their parts are greater than their wholes. Now, this one is mostly holes and watered-down orange drink. That's what this podcast, because then you say, well, I don't, you know, a thimble, whatever they used to sell it for 50 cents, it was in like a Dixie cup. That was for another intro. They used to convince people, they'd say, hey, you need these paper shot-size cups for your bathroom. That's what all, you know, are you an aspirational middle-class person in the U.S.? Then you need these cups for your restroom. They're going to show that you're ready for the big time. They're called Dixie cups. And I'm bringing some people back, I think. But that's what you would do. You'd say, well, that's enough. A Dixie cup of orange drink, that's enough for me. I don't think it was ever said, I mean, unless you were really thirsty, like you were really doing some roller skating at the roller skating party, where you'd say, holy cow, I got to get another orange drink. I'm like, I'm thirsty here. They'd say, okay, it's just reached room temperature. So here you go. And this podcast is a bit like that. I think it's watered down, but it's a familiar flavor. It's based in and inspired by something you love. And it's here for you, not to drink or consume, but to be here as you drift off, to slake those thoughts that are keeping you awake, to say, hey, well, you could listen to Scoots. And some of you, like across the globe and across the time spectrum of ages, will be like, what in the, what's a Tang? And what's a, probably like what's an orange drink? Also, Scoots, that was called Tong, just so you know. And Daisy Cups. Of course, I was referring to Daisy Cups and Tong the whole time, not those other things I accidentally said. That was totally a mix-up, whatever other words I may have accidentally used in this podcast. But anyway, I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company, to barely make you smile. Just like when you're spilling an orange drink, that probably would be, you'd say, you wouldn't barely smile, but you'd say, this barely tastes like orange. It's a drink that's kind of orange. Anyway, I'm here to help. I work very hard, because I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thank you again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep this show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12. 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play, and I'll do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, you know, things you're thinking about, emotions you're experiencing, physical things you're feeling. It could be changes in time, temperature, schedule, whatever's keeping you awake. I'd like to help. And what I'm going to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping awake. I think I said that. Sometimes I'll use it. The way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep dark night. I'm going to use circular logic of a repetitive nature. Circular. Usually I prefer ovular or, you know, ellipses. Once I know what an ellipses is, oh boy, you better be ready, because I'll be like an elliptical trainer without the exercise, you know, for bedtime. Maybe I could do that. What if I started recording the podcast through a conch shell, or not, you know, one of those other shells that are already brand. We'll say our shells are branded, Scoots. Okay, what about a rain? You know, what about a like a horn that, like a shell that looks like a ram's horn. Cause you know, I don't want to use a ram's horn unless it's like a reclaimed one. They say, well, that ram left it behind when the ram went to the big, you know, the ram was already on its way to the, they say, okay, well, this is a bedtime podcast. I don't know who's become mixing up my metaphors right now. I think we should probably stick to exercise equipment, shell related exercise equipment. Like elliptical is actually a word, Scoots. Sorry. So I'm going to send my voice across the deep dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, apologies. I'm going to basically be here to keep you company as you fall asleep. If you're new, expect some tangents. You've already heard a few. Expect some that don't make a whole lot of sense. What I'm going to try to do is keep you company as you drift off. Structurally, what to expect. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep it free and going. It starts off with a few minutes of business. Then there's an intro. We're probably like 4 minutes in the intro. Intros are usually around 12 minutes. And in reality, it's kind of a show within a show. It's kind of part of the podcast where I go off. I try to explain what the podcast is efficiently. And then I'm unable to do so because of it's just like what the podcast is. I discovered, actually, I was listening to some old episodes, and it took a while to develop this 12 to 14 to 17 to 16 to 11 to 10 to 18 minute intro. For a while, it was a bit of a bada bing, bada boom. Here we go. Sleep stuff's coming. But slowly I learned that some listeners they like to fall asleep to something kind of familiar but different every time. Intro, something that's pretty nonsensical. But a lot of listeners, it's part of their wind-down routine. You say old Scoots is going to start off explaining the podcast and go off on a tangent and get a little losty-poo. Is he still thinks about, what was he saying? Was he the elliptical trainer of podcasts? Definitely not the stair climber. You say, what piece of equipment in a gym is most like it? I say, well, which piece of equipment has the most hot air? I'd say the sauna, steam room. Not only are those relaxing, but they're full of hot air, which is what this podcast is. You see, has there ever been, you know, in the history of the world, like back when they had like these amusements were a little bit different, a laughing steam room, because that would be the sauna that giggled. Okay, put that down as another book title for me, and would say, no, the sauna's giggling about, not about you. Of course not. The sauna's giggling with you. Though, here's the thing, and this makes some people giggle. saunas deal with a lot of butts. They've seen, like, so I guess a sauna would be like, you got to laugh. People are sitting on me all day long. And you know, I'm here I don't know. Shouldn't you get back to explaining what the podcast is, Scoots? You're right, Sauna Steve. You're right, Sauna Sandra. I'll be right back. Not sure what, I guess we already figured it out. Yeah, what exercise equipment has tangents? Usually someone would be going on a tangent in one of those rooms. Maybe the hot tub, it does have bubbles, and it could have hot, warm air if someone's, you know, get a little, had beans for lunch. But okay, so the intro, like a lot of listeners listen to it as they wind down. Some people listen to it during the day. But it's a show within a show. Some people skip it, but that's how the show starts. Then there's some business. Then there's the bedtime story, which tonight we'll be talking about The Good Place. And it won't be spoiler free, but you say if you saw the episode four times and you listened to this description, you'd say, first off, Scoots, how many episodes of The Good Place have you watched? And I would say, how many times have I watched episodes of The Good Place? Probably four, you know, maybe 400 times, maybe. No, I'd say maybe less, 30 or so times three, 90, maybe 90 times. Okay. And you still don't remember the main characters' names. Well, sometimes I don't. Part of my method. It's a little bit of the secret sauce. Thanks for revealing that. You'd say, Scoots, could you name two of the main characters right now? Would you consider Diana Tremaine a main character? No, that's a fake name for a character. A Chidi. Also, Shirtless Chidi. That may be a different character. That was like, that was a different part of Chidi's personality. Eleanor, of course. Michael, Tahani, Jason, Janet. Is that everyone? Did I forget someone? Holy goodness. Trevor's not a main character, but the judge. I'm trying to think of other characters' names, but they're escaping me. Almost had it. Oh, Sean. That's the other character. Derek, Mindy. See, I'm pretty good at this, but... So let's say, you say, well, Scoots just started naming characters. Then he got all the way down to Pillboy, Donkey Doug, other. But sometimes I'll say, what's that on the wall of that bar? What does that say? So we'll do that for a little while. And then we have some thank yous at the end. So it's kind of a meandering show. But here's the thing. You don't need to listen to me. This is a podcast you can listen to. Believe me, I'm here to help you take your mind off stuff with a little bit of nonsense and a lot of extra details and just watching my brain jump around and say, hey, brain, what's up next? Do you have any more? Did you think of any shell names that aren't patented yet? No. Okay. Hey, brain, did you double check your database to see if conch, one of my saying conch shell? Right. Two, did you see if I could do a podcast or through a shell? It wouldn't be bad. Here's the thing. If you hear waves in a shell, would a microphone hear waves in it? You know, isn't that a reasonable question? No. Okay. Get back. Okay. So I'm back. So you don't need to listen to me. I'm going to be here to keep you company and you can listen at any volume or as long as you need to. And there's also no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here about an hour. And you could listen to probably 300 shows in a row if you needed. So you drift off whenever you want. I'm here to keep you company as you fall asleep. Just like a friend would. It would just sit at your bedside and talk to you. But you don't have to entertain me or clean up after me. Or even be around me. Like, I'm here to service you at a distance. Yeah, but so what was I trying to say? Oh, you don't need to listen to me. No pressure to fall asleep. If you can't sleep, though, I'm going to be here till the very end. Keeps coming up the very end. I got strawberry shortcake on the subconscious somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere. So not in that place, okay? No. Some other part. Like, I think, like, hopefully with some sort of conscious where say, hey, Why don't you, maybe that would be good. Hey, here's an idea for a reboot. Strawberry Shortcake Life Coach. You know, all she does is say, she just adds berry to stuff, like affirmations. Like she stands at the foot of the person's bed and says, Brad, you're going to have a very good day. And Brad says, well, I don't know what kind of day I'm going to have. And she says, exactly. So you're going to have a very good day. Whatever the day carries, maybe it would be funnier if it was Barry. Or maybe that would be the client. That could be like this midway through the season. The client, she says, this just isn't working. When I say Barry's having a very good day, it didn't work. Suddenly I wondered if I really was a life coach. Might work better as a fake autobiography. You're right. My Days as a Life Coach by Strawberry Shortcake. Barry's Barry Good Day. Okay, so I'm going to try to take your mind off stuff. You don't need to listen to me. I'm here to keep you company. And the reason I made the show is because I've been there. I know how it feels. And sometimes it can feel a little bit, it can feel Barry, L-O-N-L-E-Y, or however you spell that word. And I'm here to be your friend, to be a friendly voice, at least, across the deep, dark night. Someone to say, hey, I smoothed it and patted it, rubbed it down, cleaned all the berry crumbles. I said, Strawberry Shortcake, what are you doing? This isn't even your bed. You can't eat. First of all, you're eating Strawberry Shortcake? Now, that's a bit strange. No offense, Strawberry Shortcake. And then she said, it's very good. And I said, well, just do it in your own bed. Don't eat it in this listener's bed. Because now I got to clean it up, which I did, and I vacuumed it, and I smoothed it, and I patted it, and I rubbed it down. Because you really do deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve dignity and respect. You deserve to be rested. You deserve to be breathing and let your shoulders relax and unwind. I'm here to help. I guess that's basically what I'm saying. It's my honor to do so. Because, as I said, I know how it feels. It doesn't feel very good. No, but no offense, Strawberry Shortcake. Don't try to cheer me up after 1 a.m. And also, if we're sharing a dorm room or whatever, don't freaking eat your berries so loud. Why do you gotta? Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up these gripes with you right in front of all the listeners. Also, starting a business with Strawberry Shortcake. A few of them. No, that's patented. Easy Bake Oven's patented. I already told you that. But I said, can you stop, please stop smacking your berries at night, or whatever that noise is. Oh, it's in my imagination. Oh, that's our other roommate. Oh, Eeyore's our other roommate. That's great. Okay, I got to get back to the podcasters, or the listeners. So I'm here to help. Give the show a few tries if you've never listened before, because it takes a few tries to get used to. It's a little bit different. But I really appreciate you giving it a shot. And I work very hard. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. And I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts coming up, things on your mind, memories of the past, or concerns, you know, things of the future stuff. It could be physical sensations, you know, something you're feeling in your body. It could be something emotionally you're experiencing. Whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I'd like to distract you from that. And the way I'm going to do it, yes, I have a nice safe place here. A setting for you in many, kind of like a place setting, but a seat like a all set, a safe place setting. Kind of, maybe we come back to that. You know, it's probably been 2 or 3 years since I talked about, what are those things called that you get at a place setting when you're a kid? Placemat. So maybe we'll come back to that. But I'm going to try to make a safe place where you could set aside all the stuff that's keeping you awake. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders. I'm going to go off on tangents. I'm not going to make a lot of sense. And when I do, it'll probably be full of nonsense, but well-intentioned nonsense. All to make it easier for you to go to bed, to make best bedtime the best time, I guess. That was accidental, but to make it less rigorous or less like rigmarole. Is that a kind of pasta? Is there a pasta rigmarole? They say, hey, what'd you bring, lasagna or stuffed shells? No, I brought some rigmaroles. Oh, I thought you were bringing baked rigmarole. No, I got some rigmaroles and garlic butter ones, of course. And then, yeah, rigmarole. I'm actually in the middle of a podcast intro, though, so I can't explain the dishes. Also, I didn't make them. They're imaginary. The Imaginary Potluck. That's another book. Put it in the list. Put it in the queue. 4047. The Imaginary Potluck. Every potluck I've gone to, it's been the dish I brought most of the time. So you say, well, these are Puff the Magic Dragon puffs. Of course you can't see them. They live in Honolulu under the sea or wherever it is, wherever Puff the Magic Dragon lives. Anyway, if you're new, let me get you settled here. A couple of things to note. This podcast doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So if you're new, give it a few tries. Honestly, it's free and it's here to help, but it doesn't work for everybody. I hope it works for you. So give it a few tries. Maybe the first time you might try to figure it out or try to listen to me and see, is he making any sense? And then you'll realize, no, I'm the kind of person that bakes rigmarole. And not to say, well, this is a big moment in the history of rigmaroles. No, I was running late and I said, what's in this? What are these biscuits in this tube in the fridge? No, rigmaroles. We'll put them in there. So the podcast won't make a whole lot of sense. Eventually, you might kind of passively consume it or actively consume it. You can listen. It's going to take your mind off stuff. It's just not going to over-engage you or be entirely sensible. But it's here to help. I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night. Structurally, what to expect. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going. Then there's an intro. The intros are about 12 minutes. It's a show within a show. So if you're new, see how it goes. A lot of people who listen to it as part of their wind down routine. Some listeners fall asleep during the intro. A few listeners skip it. Like, I'm hearing from more and more people that might listen during the day for a little break. But the intro is kind of part of the show and also an example of the show. And then in some sense, a show within a show, like a little bit like a monologue, except even on TV monologues, they don't usually run 12 minutes. And usually they're taught. So it's the intro. Then there's going to be some business between the intro and the story. Then tonight it'll be story. It'll be our season finale of our episodically serial modular series, The Stand Chronicles, Nuns in Space. And so that'll be, and then there'll be some thank yous at the end. So it's a structure show. Here's a couple other things you do. It's a podcast you don't need to listen to. As I said, you can kind of just listen to it and see how it goes. And it's also a sleep podcast. It's not really, I say the podcast to put you to sleep, but it's more to be here while you fall asleep, to keep you company, to walk at your side as you drift off into dreamland. So kind of see how it goes and see how it goes. It's here to help. But yeah, I was just thinking about that, a safe place setting. That's an interesting, like an accidental juxtaposition of words that I came across. I said, a safe place setting. You know, if you're a parent with young children, that might have one meaning to you, is it means a lot of plastic and rounded things. And maybe they have those new bibs. I think they've come out in the last few years. They're like a silicone bib with a trough in it. And the things they could do with the silicone stuff now, it looks like, I don't know, it's interesting. I've seen it on a few kids. Usually they don't, when guests are over, people don't use them. I tell you what, if I'm a guest coming over, go ahead and pull it out. I like watching. I say, wow, that thing is, I don't know. I just find it interesting. But that might be one thing that makes up a safe place setting. Some people with, like, parents of six kids, like my parents, might be a table that sets itself or is set by one of the children, ideally the oldest children, Andrew. Yeah, but not, like, they say, oh, did you set the table? I don't really live in, my daughter and I, we don't really set the table. I mean, maybe because there's two of us, this would be, maybe this is our version of a safe place setting. Usually, because usually, like, we'll have a salad, and then ideally we'll reuse the plates after the salad for our main, you know, our dinner. And I'll just, you know, plate them and then bring the food over plated with a fork. Or you say, well, keep your fork from the salad. And a lot of times, mom, close your ears. We don't drink out of glasses or cups. We just drink straight out of seltzer cans. Or sometimes we'll drink out of glasses. But, yeah, so I guess we, like, it's less complicated with the two of us, place setting. So I, but, oh, so safe place setting. It just thought of it, like you say, well, this is a safe place setting. Come out and sit in. It sounds pretty nice to me. I'd eat there. Or I'd like to exist there. But so they used to have these things. I guess they still do, called placemats. I guess they still have them. Because I know IKEA sells them, like rollout ones. That's more of like, it seems like a plate guard or something. Like that's something you like you put your stuff on. It makes your table look nicer. And I guess maybe it catches some crumbs. And then some restaurants will still have placemats. Usually everyone will get one. And it'll be kind of like an advertisement for the restaurant. Or if it's like a tourist area, yeah, for local businesses. And it's paper. And maybe it catches, you know, if you drop some spaghetti on it or something. You know, not that I've done that 8,000 times. But it felt like when I was a kid, placemats were a really big deal. Or at least, usually the ones I'm picturing in my mind were made from laminated stuff. So I guess they weren't that big a deal. And they would have designs. I'm trying to think. I know I've thought more about it. At some point, I was pondering placemats. Yeah, but those, brain cells seem to have flittered away. I said, where's the placement material? I thought we had a few minutes of placement so we could talk about. And I guess it's, like, good if you have a tablecloth and a placemat, then you have, you got double coverage. Now, my house growing up, I think we had, I want to say we had two different kitchen tables. We ate in the kitchen, and there were six kids and two adults. And we, like, so three kids on each side of the table. We had benches. And I remember we had a good kitchen table that was, like, whatever, like, coating, like, it, whatever it was, it also had a plastic coating on it. Not, like, in a really easy way. Like, just like if you had a restaurant, they say, okay, get the sponge and wipe that thing off. I think, in picturing it was, like, a kind of tan with metal legs. But then I want to say at one point we changed over to something a little bit of a darker wood, but that still was very well laminated or whatever they call it, finished or lacquered, so that it was easy to wipe off. And we never, I don't think we used a tablecloth with six kids, but sometimes we did have placemats. I mean, I really should have a permanent placemat in it because then you say, okay, well, that'll do something, and then the tablecloth will do something too. And ideally, this show is a bit like a placemat, like it catches, like a filtering placemat. We say, okay, well, let some of those extra thoughts kind of spill out here. This one has absorbent material. So you could say, okay, I'm thinking about this. Okay, we got room here. Okay, you put too much milk in that bowl. No problem. Got that covered. Okay, yeah, you're losing a meatball. Got it. I got it. Oh, is that bone broth? Oh, it's a vegetable broth. Lovely color there. Oh, yeah. No worries about spilling it. I got it. I'm a placemat. I'm a little placemat, thin and flat. Here, I'm a rectangle. I'm also a mat. When you go and spill something, I'll catch that. How you doing? I'm your placemat. So it's a placemat song or something. I don't know. But pleased to meet you. What if that was your placemat? That would be pretty handy, actually. Not a sentient placemat, but a placemat that, you know, gave you some, you say, well, I've got a lot of unresolved emotional needs or unrequited ones. And I'd like a placemat that could meet some of those emotional needs. You say, okay, sir, I think you're in the wrong store. And I say, well, I thought you were in Switzerland or Sweden or something. I thought that was a more advanced thing. You know, what do you mean you don't have placemats that say, hey, how you doing? That would be it. I'm not talking about major needs. You know, just say, we had a tough day today, eh? Tell me more. And then maybe some passive listening. Tell me about your day. Oh, wow. I could sell you this idea totally. Oof. That sounds tough. Oh, not again. Well, you're doing the best you can, right? But that doesn't, you know, that looking good would be another one. I'm with you, even though that would be figurative. The placement said, get out there. I'm with you. I'm the wind at your back. I'm the placement at your table. Maybe singing, like you could turn that on or off, like some pleasant humming. Be-ba-doo-boo. You know, a placemat that does that kind of stuff, maybe sings that placemat song. That would be more for a baby or a podcaster. So that's a little bit about placemats. And I guess this podcast tries to be that at bedtime. So I say, hey, it is tough. I'm not even joking. And I know what it's like not to be able to sleep and to toss and turn. And I'd like to help with a little bit of silliness and a little bit of friendship. I'm here to take your mind off stuff and keep you company. Like I said, it doesn't work for everybody, so see how it goes for you. But I'll be here. So I'll be here for an hour if you need me. So fall asleep at your leisure. If you're new, give it a few tries. But I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate you coming by. And I work very hard and I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thanks. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, you know, changes. You work the second shift, the third shift, you're on a work trip, someone else is on a work trip. You know, whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to help with that. What I'm going to do is I'm trying to create a safe place. I'm trying to smooth it and pat it and rub it down and say safe place, just like I was in, Motown Philly Harmony or something. And I'm going to pat this safe place. See, look at how nice it is. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, rustified tangents, superfluous words, unresolved metaphors, friendly banter. I'm going to keep you company. And the way I'm going to do it, getting mixed up, that's another one. If you're new, this is your first couple times checking out the show, welcome. Here, have a seat in this nice, convenient, safe place, or stand if you prefer. And cross your arms, uncross them, whatever it is. Roll your shoulders if you wish. That's what I'm doing that. Probably not the best during a meet and greet like we're having here. But this is more like a greet and greet, greet and greet. Great, I wish great rhymed with greet, because it'll be convenient right this second. But let me tell you, it's great to greet you, new listener. That's what I meant to say. Welcome to Sleep With Me. podcast a little bit different. So if you're new, I'm going to try to set you up here. But when I try to do that, I usually go off topic. So don't try to pay too close attention. Most regular listeners, which is probably like 150,000 people listen multiple times a week, say it took two or three tries. So it took those, you know, and then there's other people that listen occasionally. So give it a few tries, see if it helps. But if you try to concentrate, you're welcome to concentrate as much as you want. That's why I'm saying it's great to greet you. Have I ever told you about the story about the greatest greeter ever? Maybe I could tell you that at some point soon. That might even be tonight's bedtime story. But I am not the greatest greeter ever. But it's great. What I was saying is, it's so great to greet you. But don't try. You can concentrate on this podcast, but it's more something you kind of consume loosely, somewhere between background noise and a friend who you're trying to follow their story, but only for the key points. But they add way more than the key points. You say, how'd it go with that meeting? And they say, oh, the meeting this morning? Oh boy. Well, let me tell you about breakfast first. And you're like, well, I just wanted to know how it went in the meeting, good or bad. But you can't really say that because you're friends. So you say, okay, oh wow, frosted flakes, eh? Oh. The frosting was off on your frosted flakes. Oh, you only have frosted. That was frosted flake day. Oh, and it reminds you of snowflake. Okay. What about? Oh, and then maybe you try to interject. You say, well, that's just what. So, oh, the meeting, though. Oh, yeah, I'm getting to the meeting. But, yeah, then I was. Then I may put them in a bowl. But then I went in another room because I heard that the TV was on. I forgot to turn off the TV. And then I said, watched a report that said smiling increases your likelihood to smile by 100%. And I wondered if that, I said, that's new. That's good news, I guess. Is that good news or is that a joke? And then I shut it off. Oh, the meeting, though. Yeah, you were wondering about the meeting at work. Because then then I drove my car into work and parked as I normally do. I do the carpool with everybody in the carpool, except Jacob that day. Jacob was working remotely. And I said, you're home. We live in an urban area. It's not remote. You're in a very apartment building, Jacob. I'd say if you were on a tundra, that's working remotely. So I don't know if you have any friends like that, but that's what I tend to be like. I just gave you a little sampling. Oh, so I was going to say, don't try to pay too close attention. And so that's one thing. I was trying to be concise right up front. Here's the structure of the show. That's one thing. So it starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep it podcast free. You know, we make it twice a week. So there's that. What else was I going to say? I'm already mixed up. It starts off with business. Then there's an intro. Now, the intro is a little bit different because usually intros, you say, well, what does it take? 30 minutes, 30 seconds, 1 minute to intro a podcast? Unless it's a really high concept. And I say, well, mine's more of a concept where it seems like somebody's high, not me. And I don't think I'm high-minded. I mean, my brain probably has gotten too much altitude. So the intros, they take around 12 minutes, it's a show within a show. Trust me, if you stick around and get to know it, you'll know, hey, I love the intro, or I might want to skip the intro, or like a lot of people, you'll use the intro as the start to your wind down routine. You brush your teeth, maybe you'll put your socks on, take your socks off, put on your PJs, whatever it is that works, bring your pets, or, you know, like me, Koa, my dog, what she likes to do, she has her dog bed, and usually I let her go to the restroom outside, and then in the great natural restroom, and then she comes in, and I say, ready for bed, and then she'll get in bed, and then I'll put a blanket on her and tuck her in. That's part of my wind-down, that's her wind-down routine, real quick. Oh, but so the intro is like a bit of meandering of me just trying to describe the podcast. It's a microcosm, I think, of the podcast. So it takes a while, but it's part of the show. and it's part of the method, but you can skip it if you need to, and to skip it right to the story, maybe the greatest greeter. I don't know if that'll be a story we tell because I haven't told it yet, but I'm glad you're here. That's one thing. So that's the structure of the show. So there's the intro, then a little business, then the bedtime story part, which could be just about anything, and then the thank yous. And there's no pressure for you to listen or to fall asleep. You don't have to pay attention to me. I hope I can be just interesting enough to take your mind off stuff, but in meandering and harebrained is the way I've been described. And I say harebrained like H-A-I-R or H-A-R-E, because I'll agree with you either way. I'm just wondering, just so I can wrap my brain around it, you know, if I'm harebrained, I got to wrap my brain and my mind around this whole harebrained thing. And that's two different things to wrap my mind around, being, you know, hair or hair. And if it's H-A-R-E, I got to probably go run after, I got to say, well, I got to go catch that harebrained of mine. So that's the structure of the show. No pressure to listen, no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for an hour, whether you're awake or asleep. And the thing is, I make this show all the way to the end because I know there's a small portion of listeners that are here all the way to the end, or people that are temporarily, you know, really up. And I'm here to keep you company. Whether you're awake or asleep, I'm here to be at your bedside, trying to comfort you, trying to be your friend, your boyfriend, with friendly banter, as they said. I'm not here to be the greatest greeter of all time. I'm just here to be, you say, well, that was a pretty good greeting you did, Scoots. It was 12 minutes. You could have said, welcome to the store. And they said, well, yeah, they said, can you hand in your smock or whatever? And they said, well, I really like this smock. And they said, well, we don't have, actually, our greeters are paid anyway. You can't be a voluntary greeter. And I said, well, this is a homemade smock, actually. I own it. So you can't take it back. And they said, well, actually, we own that branding. So technically, and I said, oh, boy. That's a tale for another day. Never to be told, except to the superior, whatever. When they call me up and... what was I saying? I'm here to keep you company, to be your friend. So it's a structure show. No pressure to fall asleep. No pressure to listen. You know, I make this show because I've been there. This week, to be honest, like I've really been baffled around my own sleeping. Particularly last night, I had one of those moments. Not a super intense moment, but where I didn't want to know. It was too dark. I was wide awake. I woke up. I wasn't sleeping good. Woke up. And I didn't even want to know what time it was unless I said, well, I know it's not raining. I said, maybe the sun's behind like 50 clouds. But I said, it's so dark that I really don't want to know what time it is because now I'm debating, should I just get up? Like I was just awake. And I said, well, what in the heck? I mean, I knew why I was awake. I said, well, I got a lot on my mind and stuff. But that's why I make this show is because it'd be nice. I thought when I first, I said, if there was someone there to say, hey, it looks like you can't sleep. I'll check what time it is. I won't even tell you. I won't even show you any body language so you could guess. But I'll tell you about the tale of the time I went to buy a clock and I met the greatest greeter. Instead, because I'll be here, because I know you're having trouble. It looks like the stuff you had. I saw you tossing and turning there. Let me tuck you in, just like you tuck in your puppy dog, Co-poo. And let me say I'm here to help, and I'm here to take your mind off of the fact that you don't want to know what time it is, or you don't want to think about this stuff. I'm going to be here to tell you, because I was going to get a clock. And that person won't be that imaginary person within my brain won't be telling you the story about the greatest greeter, but I will be. So I make a show because I've been there and I know how it feels, and I really truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. I work very, very hard on the show because I'd like to help you. I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. Thanks for giving me your time. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. Or all you can choose to do. You know, you can do that. That's my attempt at reassuring you. and this is my a non-attempt at going off topic. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the red suppressor. I'm going to do the rest. So what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, running, you know, brain bots, I like to call them, which are these unifunctional thoughts, like thoughts about the past, thoughts about spreadsheets, thoughts about the mail. Those are all different brain bots zooming around in there. They don't possess sleep modes. They talk about this every once in a while. And for me, that's one of the things that keeps me in place. Even if they're not, they do chattering. A bit like, here's a question, and this shows, is BB-8, I always call BB-8 BB-88, just because for some reason I like it. It feels better in my mouth. Not that I would ever put you in my mouth, BB-8 or 88. But is BB-8 silent, or does BB-8 make noise? I can't remember. And I'm not trying to, it's not a criticism. It's just, you know, R2 does a lot of bleeping and blorping. And traditionally, droids were known for their noises. It actually is a compliment, BB-8, much like you're coasting along in your, you know, spherical way. That could be your book. If you're thinking about writing a book, BB-88, The Spherical Way, the story of, you know, the droid, everyone thought was cute, but was really a deep thinker. And, you know, what's up with this Jedi stuff? I got a whole droid version, The Spherical Way. It's not about the sphere on the inside. It's the sphere. It's, you know, I'm trying to say sphere. And then you could sing a song like there's a Tom Jones song. I think that's who sings it. It's not unusual. You could sing it. It's not spherical to be round like BB-8. I could see you singing that, BB-8. I don't know why. Like, I was just at the beginning of this podcast intro and I went right off the rails. But I think that could be, what if we book you, do you dream of being, remember I interviewed 3PO, I think recently, or maybe R2. I haven't sat down and talked to you because my belief is you're silent. I know you're not because you talk to, who's that handsome dude that I'm jealous of? Finn is super cool and approachable, handsome too. Oh, that's just an actor? Oh, you're fictional? No. BB-8 is fictional. BB-88, you're part of my, you're part of who I am. I got to get back to the new intro. I got to get back to the intro, though, BB-8. I'll be back, hopefully. Yeah, we'll talk about your life's work, The Spherical Way. What about also U2? They have a song, She Moves in Mysterious Ways. We could do BB-8, You Move in Spherical Ways. I'll figure out the syllables. Don't worry, I'm good at that when I set aside the time. We could just work on it. You could just say, BB works, moves in a spherical way. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to sing, but it's early on. Anyway, if you're new, so whatever's keeping you awake, thoughts, or people going off tangents and thoughts, feelings, like emotions bubbling up, like maybe BB-8 or BB-88 says, well, where am I, you know, when do the droids' feelings get bubbled up? And I'd say, well, I thought there was some sort of, last time I got in one of those oil baths, there was some bubbling from C-3PO. And I thought, I said, C-3PO, would you have some beans for lunch? But that could have been C-3PO's emotional bubbling. But so if feelings are bubbling up, physical sensations, you know, maybe, like you said, when C-3PO, I don't know, BB-88, have you ever had one of those oil baths? That was in the first Star Wars, A New Hope. Technically the fourth Star Wars. I know it's confusing, even for me, and I don't even have a microprocessor. They do something. I remember they got dipped in that bath. He said, oh boy, that feels good. Yeah, so that would be the reverse of the, like, you say, oof, that's relaxing me. That's kind of what this podcast is supposed to do, is more distract you. So if you're new, welcome. Normally, I don't go off topic that fast. Usually, I just say, whatever's keeping awake, thoughts and feelings, physical sensations. What I'm going to do is send my voice across a deep, dark night. Jack doing that. Some of us cross lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. They don't work for everybody. Here's the thing. If they don't work for you, you don't need to let me know. I've heard it all before. But it's for the people it works for, I'm here to try to help. Give it a few tries and see how it goes. Semi-voice crusty, lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders. You've witnessed more than a few already. And maybe that would be a chapter. BB-8, I could loan that to you for a chapter in the spherical way. Pointless meanders. It seems like you could put it in quotes. Like they say, what are you doing with Finn? That's a pointless meander, a side adventure. And you say, no, actually it isn't. It's the spherical way. It brings us all back. I don't know, with the spherical way, is it more on the circumference or what is the thing in the middle? Which time do we use pi? Is that to figure out your area or your circumference? Okay, I'll get back to it. Thanks. Oh, that's just for circles. Oh, boy. With a sphere, do we use pi at all? You don't like to think about pies, clearly. You used to dream about pies. Oh, and when I say BB-88, it makes you think you're a pie of 88. No, I'm thinking of a family of 88 bees. Like, I wasn't there. I wasn't in line with the first people, like, at a launch of a phone where they said, well, I got BB-1. You know, BB-1 through 7, they are probably the founders of whatever, Carillion Enterprises, Inc. BB-8, somehow, you know, somebody pulled some strings, said, give us a number 8. That looks great. Who's the good-looking pilot dude? I forget his name. Because of repressed jealousy, but he probably smooth-talked it and said, hey, let me get BB-8, you know? Me, I would be at, like, I'd probably be at BZ98401QPM. But BB-88 would still be a really good model to have and hang with, and for me to repeatedly say over and over again. It just has a ring to it. No offense, BB-8. That's why it'd be good on a book cover, BB-8, The Spherical Way. Oh, but I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents, all to help you fall asleep, all to keep you company. I know I went off topic early to distract you. And let me, if you're new, you're still here, glad you stick around. Give it a few tries. A couple things about the show. Don't try to figure it out too hard. You can. But usually in your first couple of listens, if you kind of just passively kick back, watch ZBQBD8 zooming around in my brain. That's the brain bot in charge of spreadsheets. Oh, no, that's the brain bot in charge of me learning how to use a spreadsheet. That one's always zooming. It says, when am I going to get to, when are we going to learn anything? And I say, well, I learned how to sum up a column. And then I say, well, actually, what's the difference between a column and a row? And then if you've ever heard a droid sigh, you probably listen to this podcast, or you have a droid listening with you. Okay, so, if you're new, don't try to figure this podcast out too much. But you also don't need to listen. You could just kind of passively kick back and listen to me. Other than the beginning of the show, that's the important part to listen to because that's how we keep it going. That's why the show starts off with a few minutes of business. Then there's an intro. Intros are around 12 minutes. They're not really an intro so much as a show within a show. Maybe I'll change around what I call them, because sometimes people think the intro is 12 minutes of advertising. It's really just 12 minutes of nonsense. It's like a warm-up, a cool-down, a warm-down, a cool-warm, a warm-cool, an oil bath. It's like an oil bath. You're right, BB-8. Thanks. Am I going to get writing credit on this book or just a percentage of gross? I get a tiny percentage in net. Okay, well, maybe not. Maybe I'll take that chapter back that I gave you. Okay, so you don't need to listen. Show starts off with business. Then there's an intro, more like a warm-up or a cool-down. Some listeners fall asleep. A few listeners skip the intro. However you wish to use it. Then there's going to be a little business, then the story. Story tonight is our ongoing episodically modular serial series, Nuns in Space, The Stand Chronicles. which also contains a digital life form, BB-8, sentient one. And I don't have time. We don't have time to talk philosophy. We'll cover that in a spherical way, right? Let's just tease that book, a spherical way. Hitting bookstores in what should we do it on my timeline or yours? You know, I just made BB-8 laugh, by the way. That's a pretty big deal. Also, is it Quinn? Is that who's the famous person? Or is that just, I'm just saying Quinn because it rhymes with Flint. Oh, it's Finn. No, I was thinking of the other dude. Yeah, the strapping one. Not that Finn's not strapping. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know, the guy with the really good hair. Okay, BB-8 sighing. BB-8, you don't know whether to sigh or to laugh. That's another chapter. To sigh or to laugh. Chapter 18 of the Spherical Way. I was in a desert. It was a desert of my own making. There you go. Go take it from there, BB-8. I got to finish this intro, though. Okay, so you don't need to listen to me. Oh, show has, and then I'll have a story, then some thank yous at the end. You don't need to listen. No pressure to fall asleep either. The reason the shows are about an hour is because I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep at your leisure. That's why there's like 300 shows at your fingertips. So you could, you know, listen in the middle of the night or back to back, however you want. I mean, the shows are made in a way for new people, you know, listen to one episode at a time, but you can repurpose it however you want. Because I'm here just to keep you company, because I've been there, and I know how it feels, tossing and turning and not being able to get to sleep. So I'd like to take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake and keep you company while you fall asleep whenever you feel like it. Does that sound like a good deal? I'm here to help, or to try to help. It doesn't work for everybody, so give it a few tries. But here's the thing. I appreciate you coming by and giving me your time, and I work very hard because I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep, all right? Let's hear a couple ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. It's Sleep With Me. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature. Like when I'm recording this, it's right the Monday after. It's the Monday after that time change thing where they say fall back. But it could be something. It could be travel. You know, it could be you're out of town. Your partner is out of town. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. What did I almost say? Mind, but in a different way. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use the lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, changes in tone. My tones are a little bit deeper because I did a lot of talking this weekend, and I fell back. I think my voice fell down. They said, well, until March, my voice is going to fall down an octave. And I said, terrific. It's extra, you know, creaky dulcet tones, the rich edition. Like, kind of like those Hershey's Special Dark. You'd say, okay, yeah, this is the creaky dulcet with 99% cacao or whatever they have on those labels. It could be labels or something that keep a lot, but whatever's keeping you awake, let's label it and unlabel it. Especially, you know, I made an episode where I hung out with a label maker once. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to keep you company. That's why I send my voice across the deep, dark night. That's why I have pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. That's why I go off topic totally intentionally. And why I say, hey, let me give you the freedom. Why I talk to myself in the third person and say, let me give you the freedom to go off topic whenever you want, Scoots. And I say, thanks. Well, I'm going to stay on topic for now. Thank you for throwing that at me, because I want to talk to the new listeners here. If you're new, here's a couple of things to know. This is a podcast you don't need to listen to. And it also has a super long intro that you don't have to listen to, where I explain what the podcast is. But you're no pressure to listen, no pressure to fall asleep either. It's a sleep podcast that I guess it's not irony. It's a deflation of pressure, ideally. You don't need to listen. You don't need to fall asleep. I'm here to keep you company while you drift off. Kind of like when a mime tries to hold a balloon down. Here's a spoiler. Any kids listening, this might be a spoiler. Or mime, like people that are 100% like mime, their beliefs, they've suspended all disbelief around mimes. You may want to pause it, but maybe not. Also, if you have suspended 100% of your disbelief, or you have 100% like a belief system based on mystical power of mimes, but also if a lawyer, my lawyer's listening, let's put that book title in the book queue, The Mystical Power of Mimes, a 5-way method. Maybe I'll just do that as a podcast episode. You want extra puns? This would be that episode. So, hardy har har. I can't do too long because it would wake people up. There probably has been a mime mystic at some point. I guess it would be the object of would a projection, or would it be intention or projection? That would be step four. Whatever I just said, what I was trying to make, I was the original metaphor I was going for was lost in all the other metaphors I came up with, but it was something about when a mime is holding a balloon. This was the spoiler part, but I don't even know anything about the mechanics of miming. That'll be another book for sure. I'm going to need somebody to write that for me. A lot of times their balloons do not have helium in them. I know, mind blown, right? Also, Scooch gets you base your sayings on facts. The great Eastern Mime Coalition, mime coalitions. I could feel the silent typing going on right now at a invisible typewriter. Okay, enough. Yeah, okay, but so, you know, it takes a lot of pressure to keep that imaginary balloon down. I don't know what you said metaphor was, though. I think it was you don't need to listen to me. Yeah, there's no pressure to listen or fall asleep because you have your own buoyancy. Ideally, it's your thoughts that it mime intention. I guess we are getting into the seminar territory, but keeping your thoughts down. You know what I mean? I'm not here to hold your thoughts down. I'm not here to occupy your thoughts. I'm here to be here, to keep chattering, to ideally move on to a more fluid subject so you can drift away, you can float away. Because you see, if you've ever looked at a mime's forearms and biceps, particularly the mimes that live in my imagination, which may be just a select group, their biceps and forearms, across the diversity of mimes that live within my mind. Mimes on the mind for 500, Alec. That's another one of my favorite Jeopardy categories ever. They have really good forearms and biceps because they're palming that balloon, and they're creating the pressure within their body, the illusion of pressure, which I don't want to do. I guess I want to be here to keep you company. Ideally, kind of someone you say, well, I'm not, let's bring it into a new metaphor here. Some people might say, Scoots, those are a little bit too close to C-L-O-W-N-S's for me. And so I don't enjoy them. I say, well, what if we went together? Like we went down to the square or to, you know, our city recently, but, you know, we live in that great city that actually created its own mime district, the first mime district outside of Paris. And, you know, some people say, well, I don't know, I can't, and I say, well, I'll sit here at your side. We'll watch the performance. And, you know, I won't whisper to you because it would be impolite unless there's a chatter in the crowd. But, you know, I could touch my elbow to yours or you could feel my calming presence. Or maybe there's just some sort of communication. Maybe we're boar twins, kind of like boar besties. And I could send out some sympathetic vibrations where you say, oh, wow, suddenly my apprehension around MIMES is in being an entire district, especially as one of the city planners who said, I don't know about this MIME district. I don't know if you say, well, it's the first. So that's the key, by the way. So for, also, you'll have to name it after me, whatever city decides to do that. But please name it after Dear Scooter and not what is I'll be there sitting at your side. And you say, well, this is a little bit more soothing. I say, by the way, I have some brie cheese. I have some baguettes, not because they're French themed, just because those are good things to eat in a picnic-like setting. You know, the other, my other favorites is cold fried chicken, of course. So I have that here. And so here's a good thing about cold fried chicken. Totally quiet. It's perfect to eat while watching a mime. So is brie, because it's a soft cheese. And this is a soft pre-cut baguette. So we're silently here. And in that case, I guess I'd be trying to silently soothe you and keep you company. And you'd say, suddenly, this the whole thing, and you see, this is a whole new, because we have a district of mimes, I would have never thought of this mime taking this take on mimedom. I had always associated it with this narrow viewpoint of what a mime could be. And now that I'm here, calmly observing, I'm realizing the depth as she explores the human experience, her own identity, and, you know, the cultural zeitgeist through silent body movements. And it's entertaining. And I can sense a story here. What a new world. And then you get a text that says, by the way, after 4 days, we've determined the MIME district is, you know, not to go too hard into it, but silence is going to descend on it. I don't think that's the right pun, but you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I took your mind off stuff during that tangent, but it's like, I can be here to keep you company. That's the goal of the show. And that was ideally what that metaphor was trying to express, is you don't need to listen to me. You don't need to feel pressure to fall asleep. You don't need to understand in this thing, this image I'm trying to share with you. You say, well, I don't know. Is it, why is the person pulling, what are they pulling down from the upper atmosphere? Maybe it would be cool. I bet you a mime's doing that. But, well, it's a satellite. That mime is repairing satellites and sending, stroking that planet and smoothing the moon out. That's amazing. So, I don't know. The podcast is here to keep you company, to take your mind off of stuff. Normally, I don't go so deep and get lost in my own metaphors, but sometimes I do. And it's a, you know, city planners out there, think about it. Think about it. I'm sure there's mime festivals. And I mean, I don't want to speak for the mimes because I really don't have anything to do with them other than making a bunch of assumptions. You know, just put up some signs and say, hey, this is the mime district. Maybe not. Okay. My internal mimes have said, no, we need them. And I said, okay, well, we'll work it out. Wait a second. They're setting up their own. I said, great. I'm going to have a mime district within me. The first prototype. They just sent me a note. I think I was watching them write it. It said, please don't, like, you need to. So something about me being silent. But in reality, the podcast is here to silence your thoughts or give you an alternative story to listen to. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Kind of goes off topic and things. And keeps you company as you drift off. Because I've been there. And I know how it feels at 2, 3, 1 in the morning. Even at like 10:30 when you're trying to get to sleep for something you got to be up for. Or on a plane or whatever. I'm here to help. And this is a way I can do it. It doesn't work for everybody. It shows a little bit different. But give it a few tries. That's what almost every listener that is, I've heard from says. Hey, it took me 2 or 3 tries to understand that you're a person with an entire district related to mimes, and you really don't know any facts about mimes within you, and that's a real thing, and I respect that, and I'm glad that you could utilize it to take my mind off stuff and put me to sleep. That's a letter I'll be sending myself later. Dear Scooter, It's me, you. I was here to talk to you about the recent intro. Thank you. On behalf, but anyway, I'm here to help. That's what my main thing is. Give it a few tries. See how it goes. And that's it. I'm glad you're here. I've worked very hard. I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. And let's get on with the show. This is a couple ways we keep the show going. All right, everybody. This is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the 10 to I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback. Feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support, support at supercast.com. And good night.